Hello guys, welcome to Tech Geek through Anchor. So let's start talking about the ROG Phone 3. So guys, I would like to say this before we start the podcast that make sure to hit the follow button on Spotify or Apple Podcast to get notified of my new episodes, as I'm going to be dropping some new episodes this week. So guys, let's first talk about the processor. And in this phone, you're getting the Qualcomm Snapdragon 865 Plus processor, which clocks up to 3.1 GHz. We have Cryo 585 cores with Adreno 650 GPU. We have 10% faster graphics than the normal 865 processor and up to 12 GB of RAM, LPDDR5 RAM. But in the global variant, we are also getting 16 GB of RAM and up to 256 GB of storage, UFS 3.1 inbuilt storage. But in the global variant, again, we are getting 512 GB of storage. So guys, now let's talk about the cooling of the phone. So in the box, in the global variant, we are getting an AeroActive Cooler 3, which is an optional accessory in the Indian variant, as it is sold separately. And we have a cooling vent on the back cover. Then we have a large heat sink. Then we have an aluminium frame. Then a copper 3D vapor chamber and a large graphite cooling pad, which is very good for gaming, as I think this can dissipate a lot of heat. So guys, let's talk about the display now. And in this phone, you're getting a 6.59 inch display which HDR 10 Plus support. It is an AMOLED display, guys, and 144Hz refresh rate. That's like hyper fast, and 1 milliseconds response time, which is very sweet. And we are getting a 270Hz touch sampling rate, as well as 25 milliseconds touch response and 18 milliseconds slide response. We're getting even TUV Renland certifications. It's like a certification for protection against harmful UV light, and the screen protection is Corning Gorilla Glass 6. So guys, let's talk about the battery now. And in this phone, we are getting a whopping 6000 mAh battery with 30 watt quick charging, which is sweet. And we're getting dual USB-C charging ports, one in the middle of the phone in landscape mode and other on the side normally. Guys, now let's talk about the camera. You shouldn't be buying this phone for the camera, but it has a pretty good camera system, better than the last year at least. We have the main sensor is 64 megapixels, which is a Sony IMX686 flagship camera sensor. Then we have a 13 megapixel secondary ultra wide angle camera. We have 8K video recording at 30 FPS and 4K HDR video recording at 60 and 30 FPS. Then we have 4K time-lapse and 4K 120fps slow-mo or 480fps HD. Even we have this mode called Pro Video mode, where you can customize all the things in the video recording. Then we have a 24 megapixel front camera, and there's a microphone on the front and the back. It has a quad microphone setup, which is good. And there's also 5 megapixel macro camera. Now let's talk about the gaming based features. And there are basically three gaming based features here. One is a motion sensor based touch input. So in racing games, you need to type the Nitro or something like that. You don't need to do that. You just shake your phone up and down and it'll click Nitro for you. And then we have air triggers, which I personally love a lot. And they are like small triggers on top of your phone while playing FPS games or shooting games. So guys, now let's talk about the accessories for this phone. So we have 30 watt hypercharger in the box. Then we have a ROG Phone 3 Aero case in the box again. And we also have USB-C to 3.5mm dongle in the box, which is hardly seen these days. Then we have this ROG Kunai 3 gamepad, which is like two Joy-Cons type of thing that attach to your phone. And it's like a personal console. Then we have TwinView Dock 3, which has a display built into it, so you can have two displays, one with a map or one with a game. Then we also have ROG Phone 3 lighting armor case, which has small LED lights on the back that glow. And we also have Aeroactive Cooler 3, which I told you about. It is a small clip that attaches to the back of the phone and it gives cooling. Then we also have desktop dock and ROG Cetra earphones and a premium screen protector. That's it for the accessories in India at least. So guys, before we go into the next section, which is the pricing, check out this segue to our sponsor. So guys, let's talk about the last thing now, which is the pricing. And I'm going to discuss about the Indian pricing, not the global pricing. So in India, the 8/128GB variant is priced at 49,999, which is a very good price. And then we also have a 12/256 variant, which is priced at 57,999, which is like kind of okay-ish. But the highest value here is from that 8/128GB variant. So guys, thank you for listening to this podcast. Follow this podcast and bye guys.